You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
I am Sasha.
I'm Kirsten.
And this is Mess Magnets.
We're back, baby!
One day we'll get it. One day.
I feel like it would be so easy for us to just beforehand be like, wait, which one of us is going to say we're back, baby?
No, that ruins the whole vibe.
We will never.
Of this being like completely a confused situation.
That is how I live my life. And so it's how the listeners should live their lives. And also you.
Correct. Obviously, I appreciate all of us being a hot mess. Okay. You're on it with us. How does it feel?
And we wait for their answer. How does it feel?
Oh, nothing. Okay, got it. We'll go back.
I could tell it feels good because some people have upgraded their ratings to reviews over on Apple Podcasts. Like Bella's Annoyed, who says, obsessed. I've never left a review before. You're so worth it. Thank you for keeping me in the loop.
Oh my God, Bella. Thank you.
Yes. And then Megan also updated to our review and says that there's a lot of episodes where they're out of the loop on topics being covered, but always entertained and laughing and learn so much. A really fun listen. So we are first and foremost an educational podcast.
Period. Okay. Put us in a different category because I think pop culture is not it.
Can you
actually
imagine
education?
Someone is like scrolling through the education podcast on TikTok and they happen upon this.
What would they listen? Sometimes we talk about like actual deep stuff. So that would be hilarious if all of a sudden we're educational.
Well, I do think that we're teaching the masses every single day.
Period. Okay. I mean, the amount of people that have reached and told me that, listen, y'all, I didn't know about it before you. You're welcome.
Everyone's welcome. We were the first podcast in North America to break the Good Morning America news last week.
Apparently. Listen, all we do is get you breaking piping hot tea, okay? So just to make sure that we're going to keep giving you that piping hot tea, what do you need to do? Leave us a 5-star review, 5 stars only, to get us to 300, because we're at 288. Allegedly, according to Chartable, right?
They sent the new update on Chartable today, so that should be correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so yes, we're at 288. Y'all, we're so close to 300. I feel like we can do it.
We want to hit it. We need 300.
Just we do. We need it. It's what the UMass University deserves.
It is. It's the end of the semester. It's not time to start slacking.
Yes.
If you want to pass your exams, you have to give us a 5-star rating and review.
No senioritis here. Okay.
The other assignment you have is to please send us your anonymous. We are working to put together another Oops All Anonymous, and we want more mess. We need it. So you can do that at tinyurl.com/messmagnets, and it would just make us so happy.
Please.
And then Rob from the Daddy Network might hear your mess.
Listen, and his comments are outlandish, so
he sees things in a way I would never
every time
thought.
He talked, I was like, what? Oh, okay.
There are levels. There are levels.
I like it. I'm excited for it. So send us your mess, all right? Yes. We can't afford to miss it anymore. We just can't. Please. Yes.
Oh my God, I just realized I don't have any of my things next to me that I need to have to facilitate. No.
Oh, well, while we do that, I also figured out that we didn't have DMs turned on the mess magnet. Because my
phone, garbage.
Yeah, my phone was not working. Like, the Twitter app was being weird, and now it turned off my like DMs from people I don't follow. So here we are. But then I was like, oh, let me check mess magnet. And turns out it is also turned on.
Did we turn? Well, so have we turned
it
on now?
Yes, I have turned it on. Okay. Yes, from my laptop, I was able to turn it on.
Well, honestly, that makes a lot of sense. I was wondering why no one was messaging us.
Yeah, same. So sorry, everyone. If you did try to message us and you're like, what the F is happening? Here we are being normal messes as always. What's new? Yes,
our regular messy selves. Oh, Lord.
But anyway, here we are.
We did it. We're here. Woo! Back against all odds for another episode of Mess Magnets.
Correct.
Actually on time for the first time in 3 weeks.
Look at us.
This is a huge accomplishment in the game of podcasting pop culture.
But first of all, in time is on time. So we move at our rate. We don't move at the wheel or the system, you know. So
I
the
agree
Disney
completely.
Network might change.
Yeah, unless Rob asks, in which case
we will.
We are on time and we operate in your schedule.
But we're good about letting people know most of the time.
Yeah, no, if something comes up, something comes up. So yeah, we're doing our best for you. We haven't missed a week. And we've got some fun and not fun stuff to talk about once again,
yes,
as per usual.
What, look at us being amazing. Anyway, so the biggest news, which technically should be a quick bite, but I refuse.
No,
to
this
let
is
it
the headline, and we need to really make a meal out of it.
Yes, and we need to figure out how we're going to name baby mess. I don't know.
Kiki Palm Mess.
No.
I just think that we should hear both sides.
It's been vetoed. And usually I'm always saying yes to the name.
No, the number of stupid ones I think of before I send any to you is actually really big. Like, I spend so much of my week trying to put the word mess into,
yes,
other words.
Correct.
It is not good for my life, for my peace,
my God,
for anything. But we will come up with, we could call it Mess Palmer. That was a joke, obviously.
Yeah, it's a sweet joke. You'll see with us what we,
yes,
end up calling this.
Listen,
episode. Well, you know before us.
I veto those things myself as,
yeah,
well.
Yeah, sorry.
Like, I'm just for the record, I know they're bad. It's not like I think they're good.
Yes.
But yes,
oh my
so
God.
Kiki Palmer hosted SNL this past week.
Ugh.
And normally I'm the last person to care about Saturday Night Live because it's 2022. I think we've all moved past it as a society. But not this week, because
no,
in the monologue, she, first of all, dragged all of the crypto bros.
Yes, my favorite.
And second of all, confirmed that she is, in fact, pregnant.
And it was so funny because she's like, there's rumors going around. Kiki's having a baby. Kiki's pregnant. And I want to set the record straight. A la Beyonce, she takes off the coat. And
yeah, she opens her jacket.
Here we go. And it's a straight belly. And she looks so happy, so beautiful. Yeah. And baby, this is Kiki Palmer. And there's a baby in Kiki Palmer.
Yeah, she says, it's true. I'm having a baby.
And I can't. It's so sweet. And she is having a baby with her boyfriend, Darius Jackson. Who would people like, who's Darius Jackson? Well, I keep seeing this. And the reason I'm calling it out is because I find it very funny that his brother is on Insecure. So people keep being like the brother of Insecure star.
God. That is blah, blah, so blah. Funny.
Well, and I was like, stop.
So Kiki Palmer was on Nicole Byer's podcast last week that dropped on Friday, Why Won't You Date Me? And she talked all about how she likes to keep stuff private. She doesn't talk about her relationships, like all of that. So I think that adds an extra layer to all of that with her man.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
It's just
so fun.
I feel like Kiki just continues to give us iconic internet moments. It's all she knows how to do. I will never forget. I think it was in the Vogue video, like years ago, when she didn't recognize Dick Cheney in a picture. And she goes, I hate to say it, and I hope I don't sound ridiculous, but I don't know who that man is. I can see him on the street, and I wouldn't know a thing. Sorry to this man.
I can't. Please. You know what? Good for her that she doesn't know who that cursed human is.
Yeah, like, she is protecting her peace, and we should all try to be more like her.
Correct. But, you know, you should still vote. Just
well, yeah, you have.
We don't need to know.
I mean, unless you're gonna vote wrong, and then we will suppress it.
Maybe I believe in it. I don't know. We'll move on. I can't go on the record saying anything. So I will say, yeah, if you watch Insecure and you know who Dro is, who Molly, maybe. You know, spoiler alert.
Oh my God, Issa's don't friend. Spoil me on Insecure. I have a season left.
Please. Oh, no, this is way old. Where Dro, like who Molly used to.
With. I thought you were about to say who Molly like ends up with. And I was like,
No. Who Molly used to mess with. Like Molly. Season one. Right? Okay. Well, whatever. He's fucking around everywhere.
I thought you were about to tell me that they end up together. No, and I was like, how?
I'm not saying anything. God. No. But the point is, he's Dro's brother.
That's so funny.
And I can't get over that because I was like, Dro is, I know, a real person. Well, his character is Dro. Anyway, so the point is,
plays him.
Thank you. So Darius Jackson, and I have to say, this is the worst joke ever, but if they get married and Kiki decides to say Kiki Palmer Jackson, is she finally True Jackson? Or will they name their daughter True to be True Jackson?
Pray to God, no.
that's all I would like. Imagine she memes and names her kid True Jackson. Please, God.
Naming your child for a meme is pretty funny.
Worse things have happened.
Yeah, worse things have happened. But better things have happened, too. I want better for Kiki.
True. Haha, no pun intended. There's also True Kardashian, I guess. True Thompson. So maybe we don't want two Trues and a lie.
There's going to be two children named True? Like, no.
And then the Chloe's son's name is Lie. So it'll be two Trues and a lie. I want to.
Can you imagine?
This podcast is over.
If Chloe's like, I would like to announce the name of our baby boy. It's Lie.
What? Named after his father's only personality trait.
Oh my God. Okay.
Wow. Tristan is catching strays.
As he deserves, but I think correct. We should move on.
He is a stray dog, so what can I do? Anyway, so last week, that's it. Okay, Kiki Palmer is over. We're just so happy the millennial it girl is having a baby.
Yes.
Does that mean we all need to have a pregnancy pack now? I don't know.
I'll sit out of that one. But if you want to partake, I support.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. But anyway, don't tell my mom I said that. Okay. So
I'm texting her right now.
I'll die. She will literally murder me. Okay. So besides that, okay, last week, like Kristen said, we broke the GMA scandal. Okay.
Yes.
We did it.
We didn't know much. Anyone else.
Yeah. But because of that, we didn't know much. So much has come out of it that I feel like we should do a little bit of like a can we believe this deep dive reaction.
Yes. And the amount of people really caring about this scandal, yes, I found super surprising because I feel like we finished recording and then I got a text from Maggie Morgan that was like, you have to cover this. And I was like, don't worry, we did.
Then and Geneva messages us and was like, here's some piping hot tea. I was like, girl, yes. Thank you.
Yes, we did already record the podcast, but yes, it is piping hot tea. Absolutely. And it's just people being like, I had no idea who these people were until this happened. And it's how we all feel. So I at least feel like we're on the same level. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's probably like, I guess there's some Good Morning America super fans, but I don't perceive them.
Not us.
Probably not listening to us. This is just wild. And I have seen a lot of people comparing this to the Try Guys. And I just want to once again say on the record, neither of these adults are the head of HR. So it is not the same. It's just
and
not.
Understand the difference. Our issue with the Try Guys is that one, it's the power differential in addition to the cheating, obviously.
Yes.
But the power differential is why it was so messy and horrible. I don't know if it was just two coworkers cheating, if they would have gotten fired. But because it's like a Try Guy with a subordinate.
Yeah.
Okay. So please get it together, everyone. Understand consent and power dynamics. And that's it. I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
And also don't sleep with your coworkers.
Yeah. It's just,
so just don't do it.
Don't poop where you eat. Okay. Just don't.
Exactly.
Because guess what? We'll talk about why you don't do that.
It will get out and it will be messy as hell. So let's get back to TJ Holmes and Amy Robach cheating scandal. Yes. Sasha, take it away.
Yeah. So just so folks know how we got here, right? On Wednesday, the Daily Mail, you know, very reliable, which again, we talked about how they've been sued for going through nefarious lengths.
The Daily Mail gets information.
Yes.
Do they do so ethically?
Absolutely not.
No. But we do rely on them week in and week out for our research.
Yeah. So we're just making that clear. Okay. All right. So now, they basically, you know, there's a lot of photos. Okay. I think like 40, right? Basically showing the PDA between the two co-anchors. Mm-hmm. The T is they were both married. Yeah. One is married to TJ is married to a damn attorney.
And allegedly, this attorney wife may have hired a private investigator, which might be the reason why we have these photos. Allegedly. Again, we don't know.
Yeah, because there's video of like the picture of him slapping her ass. It's actually a whole video.
Yeah.
And it's like, I was just like, is this a setup? Like, how did you not see the person recording you?
Well, that's I think a lot of people are thinking that this is a PR stunt because of that. But no, it's just private investigators are good at their job and they get the shots. Like that person was probably like 100 feet away with like a wide angle lens, like in a tree or something.
God. And it did look like a really like abandoned location. Yeah. And just where they were, it felt like not necessarily out.
They were in the woods. Someone followed them.
What is going on? Okay, but then what came out, a source, which is their PR person, as we know, allegedly, that they both have actually been split up from their spouses in August and only started dating when they were both single, which is like, sure, convenient.
Stop it. I refuse to believe. They're like, yeah, we were both married and we are separated now, but not publicly. But yes, we did wait until everything was good to start. Stop it. No, you didn't.
No, because Page Six and the Daily Mail are all saying that they actually things started up between them when they started training for the half marathon back in March. So the point is, don't exercise.
But this, certainly this don't run a half marathon.
Yeah. Okay. So allegedly, okay, this is all what people are saying. But then, and we talked about this last time, that then they shut down their Instagram account, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But what came up, which I think we forgot to talk about, was his Instagram post to his wife.
Yes.
Or I don't know if it was Instagram, but some post. Maybe Facebook, sorry. So this is where we have to talk about. Because he wrote this in 2020. He wrote this post, okay? TJ Holmes wrote this post to his attorney wife. Despite my best efforts, she remained married to me for the past 10 years. Despite my best efforts.
That is just like, I can see how someone would think that's a funny joke to make. Like, ha 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 ha. Like, despite me being horrible, my wife hasn't divorced me yet. And there is like a very specific brand of like,
yes,
wine mom, golf dad dynamic where it's like, ha ha ha, we hate each other. So funny. Like, that's not funny.
The people that would have like, you know, the man being shackled on the wedding cake. That's these people,
yes,
that would think this is funny.
Embarrassing.
That's so horrible. Or the man is playing like video games and then the woman's pulling him. That kind of dumbass cake
I've toppers. Never seen that type of cake topper, but that is horrifying to me personally.
God. I'm in a wedding shaming group, so yeah.
Send me the link. I want to join.
Oh my God, yes. It's so good.
People Nothing sounds better to me than stupid. Shaming weddings.
People are horrible anyway, and just ugly, and lots of gun weddings.
Yeah, that's my sister was in a wedding like 14 years ago where, no, it was less than that. I did the math backwards, 8 years ago where they had took a picture with all the bridesmaids like holding a gun, and it's so weird.
No. Yeah, and there's a lot of like Saturdays are for the boys. And it's like, and Saturdays are for the Sooners. Maybe that's a boy. But
those are your boys that the Saturdays are for. Yeah, those are my boys.
But I dare Karthik to ever do some dumb shit. Like, it's a
wrap. Saturdays are for liking Sasha's football tweets out of respect.
That's the mess magnet Saturdays. I have turned them down because my team is in hell. Anyway.
Yeah, so, I know.
Okay, we're dead. Fuck the team. Anyway. So, however. Okay, sorry. I should stop cursing. So, he said this, okay, best efforts, remain married to me, but that's not hyperbole. I'm not being dramatic. I gave her plenty of reasons, excuses, and opportunities to walk her fine ass out the door.
Excuse me?
Are you okay?
No, he's not.
Yeah, and then he talked about something else where he was like her built-in black woman, like superhero syndrome, and 100%. At my job, we do a teaching on this where we talk about how black women are deemed as superheroes and constantly have to save the world. And that's a bad trope. And look at this man.
He said, let me fall into this trope.
Yeah. And it's so embarrassing. And then, asking her for another 10 years would be asking too much. Another 10 months, that may be a stretch. Even if she gave me another 10 weeks, I would consider myself lucky. If she puts up with me for another 10 days, blah, 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 10 minutes. But the point is, you were trying to break up with her and she wouldn't leave you?
No, this man is so messy on social media because there's also posts of him saying like, oh, end the relationship and cry once, better than being with them and crying daily, which he posted as like quote of the week.
Yes.
Earlier this year, he posted change is never painful. It's a resistance to change that's painful. Like, sir, you don't have to stay married to someone. You can be the one to ask for a divorce. What are you doing?
Yep. And then there's that video of them, y'all, that went viral. And it's an old backstage clip, right, of them talking about being, quote unquote, finishers in the half marathon. And just like, why is he like man spreading so much while they're talking? Like, I can't.
It's very weird. He was basically doing the splits.
Yeah. And then turns out, you think, okay, they cheated, that's enough. No, because here's what people are alleging, okay? That, and why the scandal, I think folks are very into now. Because according to someone on Twitter, but this got like a bunch of likes and retweets, so, you know, but allegedly, that, and this is by PRNJBRN is their at. I was like, I know what it is. I don't want to say it out loud. Is that it gets messier. This is what they said. Because allegedly, Amy Robach cheated on her first husband with her current one and not now is cheating on him with TJ Holmes.
What do we say about cheaters on this here podcast?
We said it about Tristan. Now we're saying it about Amy. We know, okay?
Always a cheater.
Correct. And then he was saying, and to top it all off, sorry, this a person was saying that allegedly, right? Like we were saying, there's a PI hired by TJ's wife who is an attorney. She's going to clean him.
I love it so much. I just, chef's kiss perfection. It's a beautiful drama. The other layer to this as well.
Because wait, that, there's more.
Yeah, but wait, there's more. Don't worry. So TJ Holmes also allegedly had an affair with a producer at ABC.
Years ago.
I think it was in 2019. And also, there's allegations that he has had affairs with several other women at work.
Yes.
But we don't, like, it seems like there is, like, there with this Natasha Singh woman. And the thing about it being, like, also several other women, we don't know who they are.
No.
So I just hope they're okay.
Yeah, exactly. And it seems like with Natasha Singh, Us Weekly confirmed that the duo started seeing each other in 2016 and continued their relationship until her departure from ABC. So I'm like, TJ, are we sleeping to get ahead? Like,
I'm love confused. That this one is in an article of the biggest celebrity cheating scandals ever from September.
Yeah. So people been known, apparently, is the point. And I didn't.
We just didn't. No one cared, I guess.
No. And then they're saying Amy allegedly knew about these affairs, of course, which I think your coworkers would know.
No,
right?
They would definitely know. You would hear all about it.
Yeah. And would help Holmes cover up his indiscretions. And that's why she's unlikely to care or be surprised by any more kiss and tells, because listen, my girl maybe ain't the cleanest. So the point is, it's so horrible and messy. It seems like they were destined to be together.
They definitely are traveling down the same path, and it makes a lot of sense.
And then where does all of this end, everyone, you might ask?
Well, it's not over yet.
Yes, because they came on, I think they were off Thursday, the day it broke. They weren't on. But then on Friday, someone, TJ and Amy were like, not really talking about it, but TJ did joke, it's too bad it's a Friday. Have a great week, everyone. We just want this one to keep going and going. Enjoy and take it all in. And they're just like laughing about it. Very weird. And Amy is like, oh, speak for yourself. I'm very excited for the weekend. Blah, blah, blah. Just like nonsense. Like just
yuck.
Nothing. But you think, okay, that's done. Absolutely not. Because guess what? They are now off air. After ABC said they're not going to have any consequences. Turns out ABC walked that back. And we're like, they're off. We don't know forever, right? We just know.
No, it's not forever. There was an announcement that was basically like, everything that's going on right now is a distraction. So like, while we figure things out, they're off the air. It's like when people get like paid leave of work when they do something absolutely horrendous.
Yeah. That's what it is. anyway, just disgusting is the point. And I can't help but laugh at all of it. Yeah, all it's saying is they've removed
the anchors. Not permanently. They're not fired. No. They're just not on the show right now.
Yeah, which I'm sure they're like, what do we do?
Yeah, they're just like, okay, well, we've never had this much attention in a long time.
Yeah.
But here we are.
If anyone watches on Apple TV the morning show,
I've seen so very much many memes about that. But I have not watched.
It's a really good show.
But I did get a 3-month free trial of Apple TV Plus, so now I can go in and watch those things that I said I would never see. I have 3 months to watch everything I'm ever going to see on Apple TV Plus.
Correct. Would recommend The Morning Show.
Okay, I'll add it to the list.
Yeah, I'm sure people are like, Ted Lasso, of course, but Morning Show.
A Man Being Nice sounds like science fiction.
It is. It's a show.
Oh, man. Oh, okay, God, so that's what's going on with Good Morning America. What
and other things might come up, let us know.
Yes, but please continue to tweet, DM, message us, all of the fun tea.
And now we have a little bit of Royals mess, which isn't like fun mess.
It's not fun, but it's kind of a primer for a couple of weeks from now.
Yes, because, yeah, maybe let's talk about that first, because if people were confused about what we're talking about, well, Meghan and Harry are finally releasing their Netflix documentary on December 8th, which is
Thursday. The first half is going to come out. And then next Thursday, the 15th, the second half will be released.
Yes.
So the episode that we record the week of the 19th, we are going to cover the Harry and Meghan documentary and go into that. Sasha is very smart about knowing what's going on with all the royals, and I'm like medium level, so we should be able to give a good coverage of that, and we're gonna get into all of it. But the official date that it's coming out, I think, was just announced today on December 5th.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so or December yesterday. 8th was volume one, and then volume two will be December 15th. The trailer, it's pretty salacious, where Harry's talking a lot about there's a hierarchy, there's leaking, but there's also planting of stories. And what it seems like to me is that they're kind of saying that stories were planted against Meghan to kind of help Kate out, and
like we've been new,
right? Like, none of this is like new, but the point is that all of this was happening, and they kind of used Meghan as their scapegoat so that the rest of the royal family, Andrew's bitch ass, can maybe look better.
And William,
oh my God, with this,
it was
because I forgot about William's cheating.
Alleged.
Ugh.
I guess.
Sorry. Don't let the royals come. Imagine the firm coming after.
I would. I'm off the internet forever. Like, it's over.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I just don't ever call me.
Catch You'll never me see nowhere. Me again.
Nope. You and I will just text each other.
On We'd Signal. Be in jail together, probably.
International jail. Oh, God. Oh, the colonizers. I can't. But yeah, so he also talks about just like this being a dirty game. And Meghan is like talking about how they were never going to protect her. I'm sure some stuff we might have seen on Oprah, but I wonder if this is like stuff we're seeing almost as it was happening.
Yeah, I think that's what this is supposed to be. And was it in this trailer where you see Harry saying like, I was scared that what happened to my mom was going to happen to Meghan. And so people are all up in arms about that. And like, it's his mom, and it's how his mom died. So like,
yeah,
get out. Like, stop it.
No, just get over yourselves, people. And the royal defenders, like, I can't. Like, why are you simping?
Imagine waking up every morning and being like, I'm going to spend my time defending for free a structure that has done pretty much nothing but cause harm.
Even to probably you. Because guess what? The biggest welfare queen right here. This whole family. So please get it together, everyone.
Absolutely.
But that's not enough because Kate and William are showing up in the U.S. for first time in 8 years, something ridiculous. Ugh. Yeah. But on the heels of the visit, there is a few more issues that are going on, which turns out maybe Meghan was right after all. Because guess what, everyone? The queen, the late queen's lady in waiting has done a racism and are resurprised because
It's not funny. It's not a funny thing. But the way you said it was really funny.
If you don't laugh, you cry. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So anyway, Lady Susan Hussey.
No, that is not her name.
H-U-S-S-E-Y. Housey?
Okay, Susan.
Yeah, Lady Susan.
So she asked a black guest at an event where she really came from.
Mm-hmm. And Lady Hussey is the queen's, the late queen's lady in waiting. Not only is she the late queen's lady in waiting, she's Prince William's 83-year-old godmother.
I'm trying to find a photo of this woman.
Oh, it's on the second article I linked in our notes.
Oh, God bless.
Yeah, this one, I highlighted it. She looks like exactly like you think she would.
Like a raisin? Yeah.
Yeah. Just she looks like she's gonna bite me.
She does look like she would bite you.
She'll probably be like, where'd you come from? India. Oh, our national food.
Oh my god. No.
I'd be like, I'm from Oklahoma. What do you mean? But she spoke with Sister Space CEO. This woman's a CEO. Okay. She's not some like random off the street. Even if she was, don't fucking ask. But like, she's talking to a CEO, Ngozi Fulani, who runs a nonprofit she runs a nonprofit called Sister Space. Look it up and talk about where did you come from, right? Like you were saying, and apparently just like kept going, even when she was like, no, my family's literally been here for many generations.
One, also like, it's, what are you, like, what are you, why is that a question to ask? I don't understand how in the year of our Lord, 2022, someone doesn't know better than that. It's very frustrating. That's, and of course, the spokesperson for the Prince of Wales said, oh no, the comments were unacceptable. Racism has no place in our society. And it's like, well, look in your family first, sir, because it seems to have a place there, allegedly.
Yeah. And Sister Space is a charity or a nonprofit that affects and supports women and families affected by domestic violence while ensuring that culture's factors are all not only considered but understood. So it seems just like a badass.
Like an amazing organization that is doing really important work.
Yes.
In London. And I mean, hopefully now they get like a bunch of donations.
Yeah, that's what I hope
after this.
Too.
Like, I'm hoping that there is a silver lining here. And if people have, you know, a spare dollar, send it their way.
Yep. And it seems very much like Meghan's claims are literally being backed up constantly. Over and over again. And over. But people are still simping and they're like, it's a different time. She comes from a different generation.
That drives me crazy because it's like, you know what? Where's she been this whole time then? Well, things changed. What's she been doing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's Camilla's lady in waiting. I thought she was Elizabeth. I forget that.
So she's the queen consort's lady in waiting.
Wait.
Well, I don't think she is anymore. News. I think she left.
Yeah, she resigned. Yeah. She resigned. Mm.
She's probably getting.
Oh, sorry. No, no. She was the late queen's. I'm a liar.
Okay.
Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry.
When Sasha purposefully spreads misinformation on the internet.
You know, I try to. Okay. The point is, she sucks. And literally, you can even look up like what exactly, like how many times rather she kept asking. She's just disgusting.
So gross.
And what is up with these kinds of white women specifically, but really white folks like this in general, that like one think they're everyone's manager and wanting to know where you're really from? Especially if someone's not engaging with you.
It's also just like such a weird thing to ask. Like, I totally understand asking someone like, oh, hey, where are you from? And then whatever they say to you, cool, that's the answer.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? No, but you're lying to me. Tell me the truth. What? First, and even if someone is lying to you, lying is fun. People are allowed to lie to you about that. Even if it doesn't matter. Like, stop it. Like, stop being weird.
And understand that ethnicity, race, nationality are all very different things.
Yes, and especially in like a place like England, where because of all of the colonization, like that's literally just what are you doing?
And what do people not understand, right? That like literally because of colonization, all these types of people ended up enslaved in the damn country.
Okay,
like, are people okay?
They're not.
Do y'all like have a brain? My God.
They don't. They genuinely don't know.
Yeah. So, I mean, and it's everywhere. Like, folks can look up more info, but just like, I'm so over this damn family. It pisses me off so much.
It's going to be so fun to talk about the docuseries.
I know. I'm so excited. Sorry.
I assume you're going to talk about the TMZ one that you shared with me today.
Yes. I forgot to put it in our talk.
I was about to bring it up, and then I realized I was about to bring it up.
Because I reminded. So on the heels of like this trailer coming out and, you know, everything else, this woman named Angela Levine, I don't know.
I think it's Levine.
Jewish. I'll fight you. Anyway. She, I guess, authored a biography back in 2018.
She did Harry's biography.
Yeah. So she's on the inside. But again, is she on the inside with the firm or with Harry?
I think that maybe her allegiances have changed.
Look at these Slytherin ass snakes. Anyway, that's why she's wearing this green in her damn interview.
She do be a snake because she's now. Because we hadn't really heard, like, when Meghan and Harry went on Oprah, that's when we heard publicly about the racism that was happening within the royal family and the comments that were said about their unborn child, like, all of that. And so I never read Harry's biography, but obviously this wasn't touched on in the biography. And the person who wrote this biography is like, no, like this racism isn't real because King Charles has lots of black friends.
Are people serious?
What are you like? I feel like these two stories are just like literally the most elementary, like, racist comment that you could, like, it's like the most baseline that I think the most people you would say, oh, this happened. And they'd be like, what? How did they not know? Like, it's like, I can't even think.
Oh my God, I'm crying because that's so real. Like, if you just Googled good PR statements, I'm sure number one says, if you did a racism, don't say you have
like
that race friends.
It's literally like in the bar is in hell and they limboed under it with these comments. Like, are you kidding me?
Well, they are in, you know, just for all the crimes against humanity that they've done.
Well, they will be one day.
Yeah, they're literally going to be roasting. but I just can't believe this, like, curmudgeon, the slithering snake comes out and goes, I just find it suspect. And it's total BS because, you know, they keep playing the racism card, which, like, what is the racism card? You know, isn't it like a draw four? Is it a reverse?
It's like an Uno reverse.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, let me pull out my racism card. What are you talking about? It's not real.
But what does it mean? You know what I mean? Like,
it just means, obviously, white people uncomfortable at getting called out for their actions. And I mean, I feel like a lot of times that gets said when people maybe don't realize that they've done something right, because of course white supremacy is baked into our society, and it's something that we all need to work to dismantle in ourselves and in society every day. And so I think a lot of times people who are generally good intentioned don't realize that something's not okay. And then when confronted with the fact that it's not, they're like, wow, I can't believe you're playing the race. No, something happened that's not okay. And the response to that is not, wow, I can't believe you pulled that out. Like, are you kidding me? Well, I can't believe you did a racism. Like,
literally. Oh my God. Listen, the point is, if when I pulled out the racism card, you had to Venmo me $20, then it's pulling an actual racism card. But right now,
I'm gonna make you business cards that say, like, the race card, send $20 in your Venmo.
That's what Hanukkah gift. That is actually going to be the mess magnet smirk.
I don't think that would get approved.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I just can't. I can't with this curmudgeon. Like, she literally looks
it's not a good situation. And it's also like, who asked you? You wrote a book that came out in 2018. So how would you know what happened with Meghan and Harry after that time? Or even during it, because you were a hired staff written to write like a positive biography. You don't know the truth.
And she probably never even talked to Harry, not even once. You know, it's probably the like, firm being like, here's everything you need to write.
They were like, here's the biography that you are putting your name on.
Yes, exactly. And then it's so funny because she's basically saying, because Meghan and Harry like didn't give the name of who did the racism, that they're lying.
Here's what I'm not buying. That King Charles has any friends at all, let alone
Camilla is probably his only friend. Oh my God. Remember that Tampax tweet?
Oh,
that
top tier. My God.
Sorry.
What if you know, you know. I'm not this.
Well, Camilla and Charles. Yeah, anyway. And then sorry to everyone that knows. And if you do not tweet, do not Google it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Just don't Google it. Just don't. Anyway. And not only did she say though, Kirsten, that he has loads of black friends. She's a black and Chinese friends. And she said that's a TMZ. Now where did Chinese people come from?
But that's it. No one of any other.
Do you think she meant like, okay, I'm covering the continent of Africa and Asia, and that's where all the people of color are?
But and yes, it definitely covers the continent of Asia by saying Chinese. Famously a very small continent with only one country.
Correct. Listen, the when Europe showed up, right, to slice Africa, like this is what these idiots probably thought it was. And of course, China is all of Asia. Anyway, someone did tell my friend, which maybe I don't know if I can name their name, but they said that they had Asian food. No, sorry. They said they had fusion. And when my friend was like, hey, what's the fusion? Their coworker said Asian and Indian. So my friend was like, what?
Wait,
India is in Asia.
One, also, there's so much else also in that doesn't give you any information about the food at all.
Yeah, the coworker was like, well, I guess it was Chinese, because Indo-Chinese food is like a thing. So they were like, yeah, I guess it was Asian Chinese food with Indian. And my friend was like, but like,
Indian food is such a also broad thing. Like, I know, like, I mean, it sounds like that coworker probably thinks the extent of Indian food is butter chicken, but like,
yeah, it must.
There's a lot more to it.
Is it Asian and Indian food? Oh my God. And I'm sorry if I wasn't supposed to share that friend, because I know that friend listens to this podcast.
Oh man. Well,
so apologies.
Shout out to that friend, I'm sorry that you had what sounds like the dumbest conversation of all time with your
coworker. It was just so funny. It just like kills me. It kills me. And then, yeah, my friend literally was like, can you believe this?
And it's like, sadly, I can, but I really wish I couldn't.
Black and Chinese friends, you know? Oh my God. Like, it's so bad.
King Charles, he has everyone covered with his many black and Chinese.
It's Asia friends. And Africa. Check, check. And Australia, we don't care. It's a bunch of felons.
Well, no, that's where you send the criminals. He has no Australian friends.
And then she's just horrible because then she also blamed Megan for everything that's bringing out the worst in her.
I'm sorry, like, once again, I have to remind everyone, Prince Harry wore a Nazi costume for Halloween well before he met Meghan Markle. I don't think she's bringing out the worst in him.
Like, do people understand that his bald spot was coming in? Probably because he was a bad person, just like his brother.
Yeah, the only reason it's halted is because of Meghan.
Thank you. I'm obviously kidding about that piece, and I don't mean to offend. It's just a joke people say about William.
Yes, it is. Listen, Prince William used to be hot, and now he looks exactly like his dad, and that has to be personality based.
Listen, like, Diana's
genetics were fighting
beautiful
for their lives.
Diana's genetics were like, let's not be.
They were like, I gotta go.
Let's not. Let's not.
We are gonna be in hell next to the royal family.
I'm sorry, everyone, that we've offended by this whole segment.
Listen, I'm most offended by this horrible woman.
Your cat said F for this.
Yeah, she came over, said, hey, I don't like this them, ended. And then ran away.
This has to be one of our top five most cracked segments.
We are absolutely cracked right now. And
okay.
But
okay,
I have, okay. Listen, the reviews are in. I got a text saying I sound so cute right now. So.
Oh, well, hi,
friend. That means that it's not cracked. It means it's actually really good.
Are they paid to be nice to us? We don't know.
Yes.
We did also have some Britney news that you brought. So I feel like this is like nice, but pissy.
Yeah, let's get into some Britney of it all. Yes. The good news is that Britney and her sister Jamie Lynn appear to be on good terms again.
Yeah, because Britney posted an Instagram.
Yeah, she posted an Insta on her birthday.
Yes.
Saying that, I guess I could actually open the post so that I can read it and not lie.
Yeah, so Britney basically said, it's my birthday, and it's a picture of Jamie Spears saying, it's my birthday, but you're my heart, so I'm thinking about you. Congratulations on being so brave, inspiring, and showing guts and glory in your show. You ain't alone. If anybody know what it feels like, I get it. My baby sister will love you. Okay.
I mean, last we had heard, Jamie Lynn was being a demon on national television about Britney. So
exactly.
At least it sounds like they've made up. Maybe Jamie Lynn like stood up to their family or something.
Yeah.
So we love to hear that. And we will see how Jamie Lynn does on Special Forces, World's Toughest Test, a hit new reality show on Fox.
Is this what Jenny and Rob are covering next?
I think that we could make a nomination for Jenny and Rob to cover that.
Because I think I might watch this if Kenya is on here. Amazing housewife.
Listen, I'm open to it.
Yeah.
But so that's the good news.
Oh, shit. Dwight Howard is on. Kate Gosselin.
No. Okay. Wait, do we have to watch this?
Do we have to? MLB. Oh, my God.
Do we have to turn mess magnets into a Special Forces World's Toughest Test? Oh, actually, no. I do think that Jenny and Rob are already covering this.
Oh, okay.
We have to make them bring us on.
Yeah.
They have to bring us on as a guest.
They're listening to this, right? But what were you're going to tell them? You have.
I'm going to tell when I talk to them about the real Love Boat later this week.
Yes,
I'm going to tell them that we have to come on for an episode.
Yeah, I think that we're coming on. We can do even a cast assessment, but I would like to come on to actually watch it.
Ooh, yeah, no, I'm. Wow.
Oh my god, this cast is psycho.
Yeah, the cast is stacked, so we're going to have to do that.
Oh man. Oh my god. Montel Jordan. Why?
No.
Yes. Tyler Florence for freaking Food Network.
What?
Yeah. And Hannah Brown, like Hannah, the Bachelorette.
What?
Who said the N-word. Oh, what is God? Drew, Dr. Drew.
Wait, what?
What is happening? This cast is crazy. Oh, everyone, we're tuning in as a family. I just want to make that very clear.
I cannot.
Who's Jason Fox? Don't we know him?
He sounds familiar.
We don't know him.
Can we talk about the bad Britney news?
Sorry. Yes.
This is the sad news. But
yes.
So since Britney has been freed of her conservatorship, which was a completely unreasonable limitation on her rights for a very long period of time. Correct. She has, listen, she's been posting her nudes on Maine, and you know what? She's allowed. She's an adult. I don't know what else to tell you. She's not posting porn. I don't care. But now that she's posted so many, quote, nude photos, oh no, the people that used to support her are worried. Maybe she doesn't know how to be free. She doesn't know how to navigate life without being controlled. So I'm sorry. She just should never have, I just don't understand if these people realize how stupid they sound.
Just what is wrong with people?
Like, you know, like, I mean, I'm not going to say anything about any sort of mental illness or anything in Britney because I'm not her doctor and I don't know what she has going on. But whatever it is, people actually are mentally ill every day in the world and they are not under the control of their family. Obviously there are some cases where they are, which is like very messed up and not okay.
And here's the thing, right? Like folks since the beginning of time have been uncomfortable with women being free and showing parts of their body that they deem acceptable.
Yeah. And then people are just like, oh, wow. Well, but she's not thinking about what her sons are going to think. About her body. And it's like, okay, well, why do you...
So do we say that about Kim Kardashian? I mean, she literally has a sex tape.
I mean, there's many, many people with that kind of thing and have children and all of that. And also there are...
And that's fine. So I want to make that clear.
Yes, and there are so many men doing way worse stuff in the world and nobody's like, oh... Maybe we should take control of this situation.
Yep.
So I really just think, I just wanted to say, if you used to be a free Britney person and now you are concerned because she posts nude photos to the internet, go touch grass, please. Like, go outside.
Check yourself. Like, that's actually horrible.
Like, why? What is wrong with you?
No, what's wrong is that that they don't understand what actually freedom means. Because for freedom for a woman apparently still means you should be in your P's and Q's or you shouldn't be free. No, because what Britney wants, she's a woman, she's grown, she's 41, right?
Yeah.
And she has a husband. If all of these things are going on for her and her husband's okay with it, not that he, even if he wasn't okay, she shouldn't do it. I'm just saying, like, even her husband's okay with it. So who the F are you?
A stranger, a random person who's decided they know how Britney's sons feel. Like, stop it. You've got to go. You've got to just get off the internet and like move on with your life. It's too much.
Touch grass, breathe air.
And the other thing is, after the latest post and everyone acting all concerned, Britney has deleted her Instagram.
Yeah,
again.
That's what I was going to say.
So she'll be back. She always is. But people have been acting wild. And now we don't get any more Britney on Instagram. So look what you did.
Yeah, just like stop trying to control women and their bodies. And this whole modesty thing is so stupid.
Get like, out of town.
Kick rocks. Anyway, oh, I was about to say something really mean.
Ooh, right. Well, text it to me.
No. Oh my God.
But yeah, so that's the latest Britney update. We're on Britney Watch always because yes. We were born in the early 90s.
Oh my God. Can we get to quick bites?
Yes, it's time for quick bites.
Let's do it because I have to say, okay, there's a Julia Roberts story that you shared, but I clicked on that. And then there's like a now on page 6 on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to just, this is a quick bite. I promise. Aubrey O'Day on soulmate Donald Trump Jr. I'll always have love for him.
Then why did you go on X on the Beach? Because he wasn't there.
Sorry, I just... What?
I know. It's...
Anyway,
you that's never all know I, what that woman is going to say.
Exactly. I just feel like I need to have a dedicated Aubrey O'Day segment. But why is
the thing under that says Kim Kardashian gets restraining order against man who communicated telepathically with her?
Yeah, she did get a restraining order. I saw that today.
But wait, how...
He's a stalker.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He believes that they communicated telepathically.
Yes.
I thought she was saying he communicated telepathically. And I was like,
no, that's just a
what the hell? Go, like, are you okay? But it's him. He is not well. And has showed up to her home 3 times. So I'm glad that she got a restraining order. Stay safe out there.
Correct. Oh, man.
Back to quick bite. So Julia Roberts went to George Clooney's Kennedy Center Honors in New York. And she wore a dress covered in pictures of George Clooney.
And it's so funny. It looks to me the same as the picture. Like they're like golden frames.
Yes.
So they look like if maybe folks saw Kim Kardashian or the Kardashians, sorry, thing in general.
Oh my God, the Thanksgiving
which we didn't talk about
portraits.
But it looks just like that.
Nothing to say about
those. No, I was very irritated by
because it was so troubling. I was like, these people are not well.
Exactly.
But yeah, so it's all these ornate gold frames, and then it's like pictures of him like holding various awards and in various works that he's acted in. And it's very funny. And we stan Julia Roberts and George Clooney's long running friendship. And also
Roberts is 55.
I know.
See, if you're not problematic,
you gotta wear your sunscreen and stay unproblematic.
Correct. And lots of plastic surgery, I'm sure.
And but it's okay. Botox.
But her hands look really good too.
Yeah, and that's how you know things.
Can you do stuff to your hands?
I don't think you can.
Well, the Kardashians.
Well,
don't.
maybe
Khloe's
you can.
Chicken finger.
Yeah, maybe you can now. I don't know.
I mean, look at Khloe's finger.
Did you see Ticket to Paradise with Julia Roberts?
No, I haven't yet, but I really want to.
It's super cute. My sister and I saw it. It's really good. So you should definitely.
Yeah, I really want to watch it. It's on the list. I just haven't had time to go to the movies.
I literally went to the theater to see it.
Yeah, I will be going to the theater. Is that in The Menu are two I need to watch?
Oh, wait, what's The Menu?
Oh, it's a scary movie, I think. Thriller, scary type thing.
Horror comedy.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, it looks interesting. But anyway, so I just can't get over Julia Roberts. That's all I have to say. Just
iconic.
The iconic pretty woman, as always.
As per usual.
And George Clooney is still a zaddy, I have to say.
He really is, man.
But he looks older, but...
Because he is.
Amazing. Yeah,
you know,
he looks really good.
Yeah. The other quick bite is, so Jesse James' wife, like 2 days ago, we saw that there was cheating rumors that Jesse James had cheated on Bonnie Rotten.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, okay, she's filed for divorce.
Yeah.
And then one day later, she called the divorce off. So
just like Simon's divorce last week.
Exactly. So she said on, I think, Instagram, "I love Jesse so much and was very hurt by what I saw when I went through his phone. But I ultimately went back home because I had not discovered any text messages mentioning sex. That's why I'm here working out the marriage that I believe in. There are things in this world with much more importance than her. What? So I guess because she didn't have confirmed coitus texts that she went home to him.
Oh my God, people.
And she, also she's pregnant.
Yeah, pregnant people. I mean, you know, maybe her brain.
It's sad.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot he was married to Sandra Bullock.
I know.
Yeah, in 2010.
So weird.
Yeah, it's just we have to support her. She's pregnant. Probably wants, you know, the kid to grow up with two parents. Yeah. I get it. It's hard.
And he told her, like, oh, I've never thought about cheating on you. I've never tried to cheat on you, blah, blah, blah. But, like, she went through his phone and found stuff. The second you feel like you have to go through someone's phone, yeah, it's already
exactly.
done.
Exactly. That's what I was going to. Oh, this is his fifth marriage. Beautiful.
And her second.
Second, I'll allow.
Well, you know, there's nothing. I wasn't placing a judgment.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Commenting.
Yeah, second is fine. But I feel like after three, maybe you just date.
Yeah. One, he apparently called her the R word while they were fighting. And he like literally wrote that on social media. Like, I'm sorry we got in a fight. Sorry I called you this.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
Just take social media away
once,
from people.
Once again, one of these things, we're in the year 2022. You should just know not to.
Are you not embarrassed?
Like, they should be.
It's too much.
Also embarrassing is Olivia Wilde being back on social media posting about how she's having the best time. She's just in a bikini with a friend and she's like, I'm having the best time.
Oh my God.
Embarrassing.
She's so transparent. She's translucent. You know what I mean? Like, it's too
Where
much.
Is she? You can see right through her.
Yeah. I can't. Just end it. Just like take a break. You have children.
Log off, touch some grass, breathe some fresh air, please.
Correct. Oh, translucent is less than transparent. Oops, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, that sounds okay. Now that well, you say it, that sounds right. Listen, this is not a science podcast.
No, okay? But it could be. We will be logging it as an education.
It could be an educational podcast that's not science based. Okay, so you can go to Liana for your science needs.
What am I, Bill Nye? Absolutely not.
Okay. And then in sad news, you have to go straight from laughing to sad news because this is life. We did like 5 minutes before we started recording. It was posted online that Kirstie Alley has passed away after a very short bout with cancer. I'm here once again in the Dead Mom Club telling you to stop saying people lost a battle with cancer because it's not a battle. They're just sick and sometimes people pass away. And when you say it, that it's a battle, you're basically saying that person just couldn't win. It's weird.
Yeah, or wasn't strong enough. Like, stop. That's so weird.
It's weirdo vibes.
Yeah, as someone who's many family members, including my grandpa, just like, no, I wouldn't have. I would be like, yeah, he had cancer and he died.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's a personal pet peeve of mine.
Same. Yeah. I don't like
my soapbox
because it's like was my grandpa not a strong soldier? Like, stop. First of all, no one needs to be a soldier.
It's so weird. Yeah, it's so weird. But obviously. Kirstie Alley was in a ton of shows. I feel like I mostly remember her for the Jenny Craig commercials, which is so bad. But it's just because those would be on TV all the time.
Yeah, I know her from, just a lot of random.
Yeah, she was in Cheers.
Yeah, so many. Oh, my God. Yeah. But it's just, it's unfortunate. We think about her kids. The kid's middle name is also True. Interesting.
Whoa. Who knew that True was?
Yeah.
Yeah, her children were True and Lily Parker. I didn't know
True
was
William is his name, but they go by True.
Huh. I didn't realize it was such a popular name.
Same. Anyway, but just, yeah.
Yeah.
I just know her. Yeah, you just probably know her. Like, we know her from everywhere.
Yeah, she's just, like, especially if you're around Sasha and I's age, like, she's just in this, she was everywhere for a long time.
Exactly. And so many random movies, too. Yeah. Ugh, it's just, it's really unfortunate. And I didn't even know she was 71.
I know.
Wow. May her memory be a blessing.
Yes.
To all of us. Oh, so unfortunate. But yeah.
Absolutely. So, should we do our anonymous?
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, I do have some pretty significant concern that this anonymous is a made-up thing from somewhere on the internet.
Oh.
And the reason why I think that is because two separate people have sent this exact story and both had different names. And one of them was like, yeah, this is my name and you can say it. And the other one was like, hi, this is my name. So, like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I just found.
Yeah. Maybe it's like a bot. Maybe it's whatever. But I still think it's funny. So I think we should talk about it anyways. But I want to say up front that I'm pretty sure this is a copy pasta or something, because I don't need people coming at me being like, hey, this exists online.
Yeah.
We've said we don't care if the anonymous is real or fake.
It's fine. But we're going to call it out and we're still going to read it.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, there's a good chance this is fake, but it's funny anyways.
Exactly.
So the two messengers sent in. My best friend and I have been friends for about a decade. And she's been there while I've been going through it, whether it's work, family, and our relationships. Speaking of which, I've been dating this new guy for about a year. And we talk about him a lot. One day we were on the phone kikiing, and she randomly came out and said she bought my dude some candles from Pottery Barn because she remembered last week that he says he likes them.
No.
Which then confused the F out of me. I asked her, girl, why'd you buy him them candles? And she said, because she was already at Pottery Barn, and then basically blew off my concerns. I told her to return the candles and get something for herself. And she became dismissive and said, girl, they're just candles, relax. We haven't talked since then, and I think it's weird for my friend to buy my man anything. So how would y'all handle this? Should I just let it slide, or should I say something? Thanks.
Has she brought... like, bought your husband other stuff? You know what I mean? Like, is this, like, sure, candles, is it, like, his birthday?
It's, I'm pretty sure, like, Pottery Barn's expensive. How much does a candle cost at Pottery Barn? That's what I'd like to find out.
That's what I was trying to
look. Let me get into this. Okay, candles at Pottery Barn. No, I'd like to proceed to the U.S. site. So,
oh, my God.
Okay, flameless. Okay, those are fake candles.
Here, Pottery Barn candles.
Unscented, okay, like $30. Candle. Yeah, they're on clearance for $5, but they cost like $35 for just like a plain wax candle. Do they even have a scent?
Doesn't look like it.
They have winter spruce scented candles that are $21.
Yeah, I mean, all kinds they have.
Yeah, it looks like the candles range anywhere from like $30 up to like $70.
That is so random.
That is a very expensive, weird, random thing to buy for someone.
Were you, like, thinking of, like, what?
Also, what I don't know. Like, I like candles, and I always have candles burning.
Yeah.
But I don't think I know anyone that would be like, yeah, I just love them Pottery Barn candles. Like, I just don't believe this is real. I think this is, if it's real, I'm so sorry, Messenger. Maybe you just submitted it twice, I guess.
Oh,
but like,
sorry.
It was under different names, which is what made me suspicious. So,
yeah.
If you
just get a DM at that.
Like, send us a DM and tell us what's going on. Yeah. If you sent us the story about the candles, please send us a DM. I do think it's weird to buy someone else's boyfriend, like, an expensive candle. But if you're close friends, I also think it's very normal if you think of someone to buy them a thing.
Yeah, I think if it's like random and you think of them, 100% go ahead, do it. But like, she seems like she randomly thought about her guy and just bought him candles.
Yeah.
Just buy your friend gifts.
Like, it's like, why not buy your friend the Pottery Barn candles? And then the guy will be like, oh, hey, it smells good in here. It's like those very expensive candles I like.
Yeah, that exactly. I don't like it. I think it's kind of shady for sure. And I'm not into it.
It's so weird.
Why did two people
send this to me?
Yeah. What are y'all doing?
Are you talking behind our backs? Is this real?
I think I would really, if someone did this, I'd be like, who are you talking to? Like, why are you talking to my friends? What shady stuff are you doing, partner?
Oh my God. I feel like that is also really toxic, Sasha.
No, why is your partner getting gifted?
Why does my friend think of you?
I feel like, yeah, I would think that's weird.
The whole thing is weird.
Yeah, I'd be like, all right, like,
I really hope that all of this is about like the hand dipped taper candles that are $3 each.
Even better, because that's so petty.
Because that's funny.
That's the pettiest of the pettiest.
I don't know. You can get a 12 days of candles advent calendar from Calvary Barn.
Shout out Chappelle,
who just learned about advent calendars. And shout out me, who just learned that they are white people shit this week.
Absolutely not. I love advent calendars. I don't own one because I have the Harry. Once I did a Harry Potter one. Oh, and Cards Against Humanity had like a Hanukkah version that was really funny, where they just kept giving you socks
as
like the worst Hanukkah gifts. So it was really funny.
I think socks are a good gift.
I love them. And they had different days of like the it was a menorah the candles were lit for different days. So, Sasha, I mean, it was a troll gift.
I'm assuming you've been seeing all these tweets of like people going into the Hanukkah section at like Home Goods and the merchandise being so ridiculous.
What is wrong with you?
It's so funny.
My favorite was this is at stores when they'll put up matzah as like the holiday, Jewish holiday food. And it's like, we only eat that on Passover. That doesn't taste good. Like, stop.
And then there'll be like so much stuff where they just are like, oh, well, it's blue. Let's put it in the Hanukkah section. Yes. And then there's like a baby Jesus on it. Like, oh, maybe no.
Oh my God. I think there was like a TikTok I saw somewhere where it was like, here is all this beautiful like Christmas decorations. Mm-hmm. And then here's the Hanukkah corner. And it was like literally in a corner at a train station. Chicago or somewhere. And it's like at the corner, there's a menorah. And then there's a little Christmas tree in with the menorah. Yeah. I just like, well, let it be Christmas. I personally will not be offended. Maybe it's just I personally love Christmas stuff and I think it's very fun.
It's let's all just celebrate the winter solstice together.
Also that. Oh my God. Also, Hanukkah decor is just so
it's cute. So like a lot of it, they're like trying to do that. Like the signs with words type of vibe.
Yeah.
But then the words just don't make any sense in the context.
No. And I can't believe Hanukkah candles are part of decor. No, that's like an essential.
It's like the main thing about Hanukkah is the candles. It's like,
oh my God, an inflatable menorah. We actually had that at my job.
Oh
yeah, and our final like Shabbat dinner was a Hanukkah party, and I would inflate this. Maybe I'll post the picture.
Please post. Okay, I think we've strayed from the path.
We're done.
That's it. That's the episode.
Listen, we did it.
Happy. Not yet. Soon. So
happy
soon.
Mess.
Happy mess. Happy
holla mess to all of us.
Oh, happy holla mess. I like that.
Yes.
Oh, that's my so God. Good. Okay.
I hate this.
We did it. Another great episode of Mess Magnets by both of us. Certainly not the most cracked episode yet.
No.
Totally normal. Funny. Nothing weird going on over here. Sasha, if people want to hear more from you, where can they find you?
Yes, you can find me, of course, in addition to being here over on Silent Podcast, talking The Amazing Race, where Sarah Carradine was just on, and we're at the finale this week. I can't believe it. So we're almost done. You know, fingers crossed for the twins. I hope they make it all the way. And I'm covering Silent Podcast. I'm covering Never Have I Ever, also on Silent Podcast. So, you know, whenever that comes out, it comes out at this point.
It's never coming.
Listen, hopefully this week. Okay, I was overwhelmed last week, but hopefully this week. And in addition, I guested on a few podcasts, but follow me on Twitter at funsize_04 to know everywhere else I'll be on. And what about you, Kirsten?
Yeah, so over on BoJack HorsePod, Lindsay Wilson and I are still breaking down Tuca and Birdie. And I was on Nothing But Netflix over on the Daddy Network this week, talking about the first episode of Too Hot to Handle season 4. And there will be more Too Hot to Handle recaps coming very soon to cover the rest of season 4. And still yes. Over covering The Real Love Boat with Jenny Autumn and Rob Sesternino. And you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What, where I just did a 12-hour stream on Sunday. So lots of content to find. But in the meantime, send us those 5-star ratings and reviews. Again, 5 stars only. You can write whatever you want in the little review section, but we will not take it to heart unless it comes with 5 stars. You can tweet us at Mess Magnets. You can fill in the form tinyurl.com/messmagnets. And we will be back next week with more mess. See you later.
Bye.